You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Yeah, here I go. Hang on, because you're going to like this podcast. I'm going to podcast to you today from a position of new union leadership. Understand, that's what we're going to talk about today. New union leadership. To current union leadership, and just so we're perfectly clear, I only speak the local level and below, because I've got mad respect for the national and the tenured individuals who work there. Again, at your national level, you want to have the best of the best, and I believe that to be the case in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. But I address you from the local level and below. And on the local level, I'd like to say to the officers who currently hold positions, who have held positions for quite some years, I say to you, thank you. Thank you for holding it down. Thank you for allowing the National Postal Mail Handlers Union to still be a union to be negotiated with by postal management. I thank you for all of that. But while I thank you, I also want to say that I think it's time we change gears. But there comes a point where you become used to what's wrong and you lose the tenacity to fight for it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I really don't. What I'm saying is to the members of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, you have to look around. You have to seek mail handlers in your office that you see are on the front line fighting, bringing this fight to management. These are the people that you have to encourage and support and hope they run for office. Because there's got to be a changing of gears in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. I believe it starts at the local level. So all I'm saying, again, and this is nothing but strength talk right here. This is all this is. All I'm saying is we have to find leaders that understand a little differently, because what we have right now don't work. And I think most members can agree to that. Well, let me rephrase that. What we have right now, we don't work it. I won't say it don't work. We don't work it. So we need new leaders, new vision, new motivation, new tenacity. That's what we need in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. And I'm asking every mail handler, doesn't matter what station you're in, branch you're in, what state you're in, doesn't matter. I'm asking you to become active to the point that you seek other mail handlers who are contractually knowledgeable, who are people friendly, and encourage and motivate them to run for some of these offices in our union. Because if we allow the same people to do the same thing over and over again, how can we intelligently expect a different result? Let me give you some of what I call a different vision as union leadership holds management's feet to the fire with respect to compliance with our contract and treating mail handlers like the quality employees they are. First thing I want to talk about is compliment. Again, I'm addressing a new vision, a new way of doing business. Let's look at compliment. When you look at that piece of equipment that the Postal Service has in most of their large plants called the APPS, Package Processing System, when you look at that piece of equipment as new union visionary leadership, it would be important to me that the Post Office maintains the complement on that equipment that they said they would maintain. Now, you ask me how I know if they said that or not. Well, let me give you a little background. When that piece of equipment is purchased, the Postal Service puts a staff on it And when I say staff, they staff the equipment properly while they are in the trial or what we call the burn-in process, which burn-in means we're going to see how the machine operates under these circumstances. And if we are satisfied, if the Postal Service is satisfied, then they purchase the equipment. That's what burn-in means. Now, during the burn-in process on the apps, every hopper had a mail handler. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? This is the compliment the post office showed the company that they were purchasing the machine from. The post office said, this is how we're going to use that. So on the apps, you've got four hoppers. There were four mail handlers assigned to loading the apps. When we get around to the horse heads, the bins that are swept, every 10 horse heads, there was a mail handler. Now, if you have 10 mail handlers on the complete machine, you're lucky. But what I'm trying to show you is when the post office purchased that equipment, they told the union, this is the new technology we're bringing in. This is how we're going to staff that new technology. Now, I'd be willing to bet you a dollar to a donut when the post office decided they're going to slash the staffing for the apps in half, I'll bet you they didn't notify the union. So the documentation that our union has at headquarters says, on this piece of equipment known as the apps, the staffing of mail handlers are going to be, let's just say, 20. So if they agree to a staff of a complement of mail handlers on that piece of equipment, what the Postal Service does, and I hate to say this, with your assistance, mail handlers, this is what they do. They convince you that, hey, if you use this level 5 piece of pit equipment, you can do the job of 2 people and it's easier on you. And at first you think about that and you buy into that. This is why they can now have you load the apps or the bundle sorter on a piece of equipment, and if you've got a good supervisor, they'll pay you level 5. But you do that every day, but you do that for level 4. See, you help the post office deplete the complement of mail handlers, and I got to make you aware of that. What am I saying to you? Again, if you had active union leadership, really engaged union leadership at the local level, they would tell you, don't stop getting paid level 5 for doing the job, but stop doing that level 5 job for level 4 pay. That's what I would tell you. And when you listen to the leader, what you're going to see is more mail handlers magically appearing. Because you have to understand, the post office wants their numbers. I don't buy into that, but they want their numbers. And they can get their numbers, but they're going to have to staff the machine properly. Now, we're going to have to force them to do this because they're not going to just give that up. But remember what I'm asking you to do, and that is simply, on the apps, stop doing level 5 work for level 4 pay and insist through your unions that they simply create additional level 5 positions. Now, as a leader, I would champion that fight, because if that's happening in Columbus, Ohio, it's probably happening elsewhere. Again, new union visions. The vision has to be different, so the leader must be different. Let's talk about another issue that concerns mail handlers. And if you had an active local, this would not be a problem. But as always, I do my research to make sure I bring you the latest of the latest. Let's talk about pit operations on a forklift. Had a conversation with one of the mail handlers at work last week, brother I respect very much, and we were talking about forklifts, and I explained to him that when you see mail handlers on forklifts with the double stack boxes driving backwards throughout the plant, That is a safety hazard. Did you hear what I said to you? When you're coming from inside the building out to the dock to pick up mail to take inside, which you really shouldn't be doing, that should be a dock driver's job. But nonetheless, we'll talk about that later. But when you do that and you pick up that double stack box and drive backwards through that plant, number one, that is definitely not pleasing to your back. Now, as with everything else, this thing called muscle memory kicks in, and over time, you can adjust to not feeling discomfort. But let me tell you something. Driving a forklift backwards is supposed to be for extremely short trips, aka backing out of a trailer, not backing through that plant. And mail handlers, again, you do it with ease. But let me tell you what should happen. And again, this is just my perspective. There's a driving backwards policy signed by our latest plant manager, Mr. Schaefer, and the district manager, Ms. Lovejoy. Now, let me tell you something. When I see Mr. Schaefer's signature on this document, you see, I know enough about the postal organization that Mr. Schaefer doesn't have a voice when it comes to customer service. Understand what I'm saying. He doesn't have a voice when it comes to carrier operations and delivery. So the fact that he signed it, his voice is for plant operations. And it makes perfect sense to me. I'd be willing to bet you, if you had someone from OSHA come into Columbus, Ohio, or other plants, and they noticed that you drive backwards anywhere from 4 to 5 hours a day intermittently, I'm pretty sure they would have a problem with that. And there is a solution right there in front of us. It's called that walkie rider. Now, on that walkie rider, you can pick up 4 boxes driving forward and not be a safety risk or a safety violation. But again, we as mail handlers are so comfortable with that. The thought of unstacking those boxes and taking one at a time instead of two at a time, but driving forward, that does not seem like a plausible thought to mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm telling you, that's the way it should be. My message to the mail handlers of the National Postal Mail Handlers Union: new leadership starts with one person, but it must evolve to everybody getting involved. Again, seek out those persons in your office that show compassion for our contract. These are the people that you want to get behind and motivate into running for offices so we can strengthen our union. I want to make one more point before we close this podcast. National Postal Mail Handlers Union, to all the members, I want to say, if you had quality, active, local union leadership and branch union leadership, a lot of the unnecessary or safety-violating work practices that you engage in every day, you would not be doing it. If you had active union leadership at the local level, there would be an inordinate amount of time spent training branch presidents how to not allow your union to fall into this trap, how not to allow level fours to arbitrarily get on equipment and do level five work. See, that's a breakdown in union communication, and that's a breakdown that I know can be fixed through constant communication. You know, a lot of the drivers, and I speak pretty much in Columbus, Ohio right now, won't take the time to do their job because they're too busy trying to do a job that does not belong to their bid. And I don't mean to be offensive when I say it, but before you get upset at what I said, stop and think about what it is you do. Are you too busy bringing mail from the dock to the apps that you forget that your main job is to bring equipment and take mail away from the apps? You see, when you do that, you don't perform your bid job properly. You're outdoing a dock driver's job when you should be making sure the apps has everything it needs to run properly. Now, again, before you get upset at what I just said, think about it. One of the things that you should be doing instead of bringing mail from the dock to the apps is unstacking every double stack pallet that's in that area. If you drivers on the apps, and I don't mean to upset anybody, but if I do, we can talk about it. If you did your job, you would not have a mail handler standing behind a box, pushing it into a hopper, which is just unsafe on every aspect, because you don't have time to unstack those boxes to make them loadable for the loader of the apps. Now, let me say this to the loaders also. You have pushed those boxes off the top double stack pallet for so long that you're okay doing it. But what I'm saying to you is stop being okay with it, because that's not part of your job. Good active union leadership will spend time with mail handlers to teach you your job, let you know what's actually expected of you. And then with constant communication, monitor to make sure that you understand your job. And if you do your job, you'll also understand how we build our union back with numbers, because you're doing your job, not three other mail handlers' job, which will force the post office to hire more mail handlers. Believe me when I tell you that. Listen, this is Kenny Hodge, and this is the Kenny Hodge Podcast. I'm going to stay in front of you as much as I can, because there needs to be an awakening. You know, there needs to be, in every post office, somebody in there's got good ideas. Somebody in there don't mind filing grievances. Somebody in those offices don't mind standing up to postal management. These are the people that we need to have running for offices in our local and in our branches. Have a great day. I'll talk to you probably in the next 12 hours. Have a good one.